Yeah, it's very disturbing. The president for some time now has been acting on the basis of people that have very little capacity. He's no longer doing it in service, you know. He's relying very much on many of his people. So it's quite clear that the people surrounding the president have very little appreciation of the constitutional framework. He would simply have used the schedule to the constitution, schedule 6. Which is quite clear, which gives him so clear powers that he can hire and fire the vice president. So I think what they did there is that section you are referring to would have been applicable to ministers. So they may have been using the same letter to all these people, including vice president. The other reason is that they may have mistakenly thought that the easiest way is to treat vice president Mjuru like any other minister. So they would then try and use section 106.
Does it matter anyway that, you know, they used a wrong section in firing here?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I think constitutional powers are exercised not so much in terms of what section. What matters is that the president has the power to hire and fire his ministers. When he went all that way to actually court section, it was not relevant for legal purposes. The president could simply have told them, even simply orally or verbally, that would have been enough. So it would not matter that he has cited the wrong section at law.
The page that we have seen going on in ZANU-PF, what message does it send to other politicians, not only in ZANU-PF, but to other political parties in Zimbabwe? Because for the longest time, there are some people who have been ministers since 1980 up to now, where politicians in Zimbabwe have become or thought that being a politician is a permanent full-time job. What message do you think, if any, is being sent to all of these people?
It's a very good message going to all politicians. Political life is about serving the people. You are not going to be in politics for life. Any day can change. You are today in government, the next day you are not. So if you are my Mjuru today, you are the Vice President of the Republic of Zimbabwe. The next day you are Mjuru, an ordinary Zimbabwean who is just now an MP. That is a very good message. We are not there to remain politicians forever. And so that is the good side of what is happening, that these things come to an end. People must always realize that there will be a day when they will be out of politics.